Medical residents work long hours, so how long exactly should they go without a break? The question is being debated again now, nearly 30 years after the issue first burst into the national spotlight. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has the details.
Back in 1984, no one had ever heard of Libby Zion, a college freshman from New York. But then she was admitted to a hospital, and her name exploded in news reports around the country.
Libby was admitted to New York Hospital with a high fever and earache. She went into convulsions.
8 hours later, Libby Zion was dead. Libby's father later charged that her death was the result of inexperience and exhaustion.
Make a big change in state law. New York was the first state to limit the work hours of interns to 80.
Libby Zion's death triggered an intense national debate about how long doctors who just graduated from medical school should be allowed to care for patients without getting some sleep. Among the reforms that were eventually adopted was a rule that restricted first-year residents, interns, to no more than 16 hours without a break. But the group that set that rule now wants to relax it. Thomas Naska heads the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education.
The new rule says that they can work up to 24 hours.
24 hours without a break, plus another 4 hours if necessary. Naska says research clearly shows the change would not increase any risks for patients and would actually make things safer by giving doctors more flexibility and reducing the number of times interns have to hand off their patients to someone else.
The transitions in care are a jeopardized period of time where errors can be introduced. And they can be introduced in many different ways. A failure to convey key information, misunderstanding in receiving key information.
And Naska says allowing interns to see more cases through, which would provide patients with better care and make interns become better doctors.
The idea that all physicians would always be optimally rested in the real world is a flawed idea. We need to teach clinicians how to recognize their limits, how to understand how to function best in circumstances that are less than optimal.
Naska stresses that interns are always supervised by more experienced doctors, and most of the time would get at least some sleep even if they end up working long stretches straight. But critics say the change is just too risky.
This proposal is misguided and dangerous.
Michael Carome is with Public Citizens Health Research Group, a consumer watchdog.
We don't let truck drivers, we don't let pilots fly when they're tired or drive when they're tired. Residents working longer hours are more likely to make serious medical errors.
Others agree. Kelly Tibbert is president of the American Medical Student Association. She also just graduated from medical school. She worries longer hours could cause interns like her to make mistakes that could cost the lives of more patients like Libby Zion.
Am I awake enough for either this procedure? Am I really making clear choices based off of the amount of sleep that I have or had not had in the past 2 days? We might see patients' lives at stake here. With us not getting the sleep that we need, this is really a life or death situation.
The public has 45 days to tell the council what it thinks about all this, but the council hopes to make the changes for next year's interns like Tibbert. Rob Stein, NPR News.